You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
It is 3 p.m. on December 8th, 2023. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Welcome to episode 48 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, features on the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League, SFU Red Leafs Hockey, updates on the SFU Gondola Project, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. I would like to make several corrections from the last week's show. I claim that for 2023 NCAA Division II Conference Commissioner Association, men's soccer All-West Region teams were selected by regional athletics communication professionals as they dominated and voted for specific players. West Regional Athletics Communication Professionals in NCAA Division II actually nominated and voted for specific players. Also, I said the SFU men's basketball had an 8-7 record this season, when in fact they were 2-7 at the time. I apologize for the errors. First up today will be after the following PSA.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain. My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Welcome back. Just a minute, please. First up is Yungchen Lamo's One Drop of Kindness with Perfect Compassion. Just a minute, please. Just a second. Thank you. That was Perfect Compassion from Yongchen Lamo's One Drop of Kindness. Next up is Jace Carrillo's Phenomena. Here is Eclipse.
No es demasiado tarde, tomemos un café. Pensemos en detalles de la vida y el después. Me contenta oírte hablar en momentos que hacen mal. Yeah. No hay por qué disimular. Yeah. Cuando sientes olor, en mí tú puedes confiar. Sé que aún cierras los ojos y el recuerdo es muy real. Yo ya he visto oscuridad y creo que he estado donde estás. Como tú, también me he quedado solo. Tí sueño se hace más. Sumo un día a los demás. No te frenes donde estás. Como tú, también me he quedado solo.
To discuss the SFU Athletics at this time. There were five events on December 2nd. The Red Leaves Women's Wrestling competed in the Grays Harbor Choker Open at Hokeum High School in Hokeum, Washington, where weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top three results for SFU. In 109, Ivy Threadfall dominated Liana Ferreira in a quarterfinal via a 16-4 technical fall, fell to Liv Villanueva of Southern Oregon at 132 in a semifinal, upended Diamond Lopez of Southern Oregon at 36 seconds in a consolation semifinal, toppled Liana Ferreira at 413 in the third place match, and lost to Liv Villanueva of Southern Oregon via no contest in the second place match, to earn the third place in 109. In 116, Mandy McKenzie overwhelmed Alexia Favian of Evergreen State in round 1 via a 10-0 technical fall, defeated Kelsey Rush of Linfield via an injury default in round 3, and overcame Mia Bonotan of Southern Oregon 6-0 in round 5 to win the 116 crown. In 123, Victoria Seal dominated her all three opponents via 10-0 technical falls over Malia Welch of Southern Oregon in a quarterfinal, Elabelle Taylor of Evergreen State in a semifinal, and Trinadio Rocha of Southern Oregon in the first place match to earn the 123 crown. In 130, Laura Alcantar Soto upended Sarai Bravo Moe of Grays Harbor at 32 seconds in a quarterfinal and lost to Emily Sullender of Linfield 6-4 in a semifinal, toppled Erica Grant of Evergreen State at 4-10 in a consolation final, upended Kyra Tagami of Southern Oregon at 3 in the third place match, and lost to Emily Sullender of Linfield via a no contest in the second place match to finish third in 130. In 136, Jade Trollen overwhelmed her all three opponents via 10-0 technical falls over Elizabeth Patana of Grays Harbor in a quarterfinal, Miley Segla of Southern Oregon, and Hope Graves in the first place match to win the 136th crown. In 170, Jessica Mateo dominated her first two opponents via technical falls, Sage Teixeira 11-0 in a quarterfinal, Vida Voskovic, Vida Voskovic 13-0 in a semifinal, both of Southern Oregon, lost to Rupinder Johol in the first place, and Sophie Jeton of Southern Oregon via injury defaults to earn third in 170. In 191, Amanda Salveri originally fell to Renea Ureste of Grays Harbor at 54 seconds in round 1, but recovered to upend her next three opponents: Emily Lawrence of Pacific Lutheran at 119 in round 2, Cammy Hart at 152 in round 3, and Raina Walker of Evergreen State at 123 in round 4 to finish second in 191 at Grays Harbor Choker Open in Hokeum, Washington. Meanwhile, both Red Leaf swimming teams competed in Day 2 of the Logger Invitational at University Place Aquatic Club in Tacoma, Washington, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. And just adjusting my mic here, I will mention the top three results for SFU in the finals events. in the men's 200 medley relay, the quartet of Thomas Caruso, Dylan Cormandy, Randon Hall, and Gaspar Lazur won at 132.33, while the quartet of Mateja Mesic, Thomas Bakica, Luka Tomic, and Peter Morch played third at 133.78. In the women's 200 medley relay, the quartet of Abby Williams, Delray Vader, Ali Whitmore, and Tori McClenchek won at 144.58. Thomas Bakica earned third in the men's breaststroke at 26.62. In the women's 50 breaststroke, Robin Reed won at 31.22, while Grace Arnott finished third at 32.36. The Red Leaf swept up the top three spots in the men's 100 butterfly as Gaspar Lazur won at 50.21, Randon Hall second at 50.69, and Luka Tomic third at 50.97. Ollie Whitmore won the women's 100 butterfly at 56.99. SFU earned two of top three spots in the men's 200 freestyle, where Mena Monio was the runner-up at 141.16, only behind Zach Washburn of Whitfield University at 140.81, and Monio's teammate Peter Murch earned third at 141.81. The Red Leafs swept up the top three spots in the women's 200 freestyle, as Tori McClenchek won at 151.56, Delray Vedder second at 154.03, and Lainey Perry third at 155.14. SFU took up the top two spots in the men's 100 breaststroke as Hayden Vischer won at 55.1, a new SFU record, which was his second in as many weeks, and Dylan Cormandy second at 56.63. Mateja Mesic earned third in the men's 100 backstroke at 52.07. Two Red Leafs finished within top three of the women's 100 backstroke as Kasia Bikatis finished second at 57.67, only behind Charlotte Fletcher Stables of Alaska Fairbanks at 57.31, while Bikatis' teammate Jordan Patrick placed third at 58.08. SFU earned top two spots in the men's 800 freestyle relay as the quartet of Luka Tomic, Mena Manio, Peter Morch, and Owen Nicholson won at 645.66, while the quartet of Dylan Cormandy, Gaspar Lazur, Alex Petru, and Jordan Raum, finished second at 655.33. The Red Leafs also dominated in the women's 800 freestyle relay as the quartet of Tori McClenchek, Ollie Whitmore, Lainey Perry, and Delray Vedder won at 729.19, while the quartet of Jordan Patrick, Abby Andrews, Rachel Tong, and Enzi Han finished third at 758.07. Later on, the SFU men's wrestling dominated Pacific University 45-5 at its Stoller Center in Forest Grove, Oregon. Both SFU basketball teams were in action against Western Washington, which were GNAC openers for both schools. The Red Leafs men's were destroyed by the Vikings 96-74 as David Penny led SFU with 20 points, while the Red Leafs women's were shaded 64-57 by the Lady Vikings as Grace Killens, Rachel Loke led SFU with 12 points each, both at Carver Gym's Wekyu Court in Bellingham, Washington. Two events occurred on December 3rd. The Red Leafs men's wrestling competed in the Clackamas Open at Clackamas Community College Randon Hall in Oregon City, Oregon, where weight classes were in pounds. I will mention top three results for SFU. In 174, Arashik Rosti dominated Brian Walker of Linfield in championship round 1, 19-3 via technical fall, followed by a medical forfeit win over Alex Hernandez of Southern Oregon in a quarterfinal, lost 4-1 to Paul Ortiz of Clackamas Community College in a semifinal, overwhelmed Stone Robledo via a 12-3 major decision in a consolation semifinal, bested Matthew Bartlett of Corbin 8-6 in the third-place match. In 184, Zach Stratton injured Noah Vandermeer of Clackamas Community College at 24 seconds in championship round 2, lost 8-5 to Tyson Stober of Corbin in a quarterfinal, defeated Ethan Miller 12-5 in consolation round 4, Braden Peace of Clackamas Community College 6-0 in consolation round 5, upended Trey Moon of Umpqua Community College at 128 in a consolation semifinal and toppled Tyson Stober of Corbin at 111 in the third place match. In 197, Sam Perera defeated Cap Christensen of Southern Oregon 11-4 in a quarterfinal, lost to Jackson McKinney of Oregon State 7-3 in a semifinal, dominated Hunter Hammer of Umpqua Community College in consolation semifinals via a 17-2 technical fall, and overwhelmed David Jensen via a 21-6 technical fall in the third place match. In 285, Rafael Mazzella toppled Lucas Buyas at 41 seconds in championship round one, defeated Jacob Barnes of Linfield 5-2 in a quarterfinal. Julian Ortiz, also of Linfield, 6-1 in a semifinal, and dominated Sven Lucker of Corbin in a 13-3 major decision to earn the 285 crown in the Clackamas Open at Clackamas Community College's Randon Hall in Oregon City, Oregon. Meanwhile, both Red Leaf swimming teams concluded the three-day Logger Invitational at University Place Aquatic Club in Tacoma, Washington, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top three results from finals events for SFU. Tori McClinchuk won the women's 1650 freestyle at 17:02.37. The Red Leafs earned two of top three spots in the men's 50 butterfly as Gaspar Lazur finished second at 22.99, only behind Connor Ferry of Linfield at 22.78, while Lazur's teammate Peter Morch placed third at 23.06. Maggie Armstrong won the women's 50 butterfly at 26.66, while Owen Nicholson won the men's 200 backstroke at 152.85. SFU took two of top three spots in the women's 200 backstroke as Abby Andrews finished second at 204.045, only behind Charlotte Fletcher Stables of Alaska Fairbanks at 203.84, while Andrews' teammate Patrick Jordan ended third at 205. Gaspar Lazur finished third in the men's 100 freestyle at 45.35. Ollie Whitmore won the women's 100 freestyle at 51.38, while Kayla Holder placed third at 52.47. Hayden Vischer won the men's 200 breaststroke at 159.68, Dylan Cormandy finished third at 204.65, and Grace Arnold placed third in the women's 200 breaststroke at 227.76. The Red Leafs earned the top two spots in the men's 200 butterfly as Thomas Caruso won at 150.65, Luka Tomic earned second at 153.75, and Rachel Tong won the women's 200 butterfly at 208.41. SFU took two of top three spots in the men's 400 freestyle relay as the quartet of Gaspar Lazur, Manuel Mena, Peter Morch, and Alex Petru won at 304.24, while the quartet of Dylan Cormandy, Randon Hall, Jordan Raum, and Thomas Caruso finished third at 306.11. The Red Leafs women also earned two of top three spots in the women's 400 freestyle relay, as the quartet of Abby Williams, Ali Whitmore, Tori McClinchuk, and Kayla Holder won at 327.26, while the quartet of Nicole Patrissor, Lena Perry, Patrick Jordan, and Ella Magnuson placed third at 336.07. Both SFU swimming teams won the 2023 Logger Invitational, as the men's earned 992.5 points, while the women's earned 1,110.5 points at University Aquatics Club in Tacoma, Washington. Both SFU Red Leaf soccer teams were honored on December 5th. Forward Devin O'Hay led 9 GNEC selections. In the 2023 Soccer Coaches NCAA Division II All-West Region teams as the lone player in the first team, O'Hay scored 9 goals, 9 assists for 27 points as the SFU Red Leaf Soccer won their first GNEC crown since 2018. Devin O'Hay's teammate forward Michael Hennessy, the GNEC Freshman of the Year, was one of two GNEC players to be selected. In the 2023 soccer I believe is, yeah, in the 2023 Soccer Coaches NCAA Division II All-West Region Second Team, as he led SFU with 13 goals, 3 assists, and 29 points. Midfielder Ali Zohar was one of 6 GNAC selections in the 2023 Soccer Coaches NCAA Division II All-West Region Third Team after tallying 1 goal, 5 assists, and 7 points. Isabella Muzzolini was the lone SFU Red Leaf among 5 GNAC women's soccer players selected in the 2023 United Soccer Coaches NCAA Division II Women's All-West Region First Team. Muzzolini started all but 1 game, logged over 1,600 minutes, scored 1 goal and 3 assists as a midfielder. Meanwhile, defender Nico Papakiriakopoulos was the lone SFU and GNAC selection in the 2023 D2 Conference Commissioner Association Men's Soccer All-America Teams as he earned a spot in the second team. Papakiriakopoulos started all 18 games for the Red Leafs this season, logged over 1,400 minutes, helped SFU to a 1 goals against average, scored 1 goal, and tallied 5 assists for 7 points. On December 6, Julia Ricci, who wrestles for the Red Leafs at 191 pounds, was honored as National Wrestling Coaches Association Region 6 wrestler for this November, as Ricci won over 2 NCAA Division 2 as Ricci won over 2 NCAA Division ranked opponents, an NAIA wrestler, on top of her 191 weight class wins in the Mike Clark and Missouri Valley Opens.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Montana State Billings are first at 2-0 conference, 8-2 overall. Central Washington and Seattle Pacific also have 2-0 conference records, but Central Washington is second at 8-3 overall. Seattle Pacific, sorry about that. That was actually, we're almost reaching the second half of the Steve Chong Show here. Now the men's basketball standings. Montana State Billings and Northwest Nazarene have 2-0 conference records each. But Montana State Billings are first at 6-3. Northwest Nazarene, second, 4-4. Western Washington, third, 1-0 conference, 7-3 overall. St. Martin's, fourth, 1-1 conference, 9-1 overall. Central Washington, fifth, 1-1, 5-3 overall. Seattle Pacific, also 1-1 conference, but are 6 at 5-7. Alaska, 7th, 1-1 conference, 2-6 overall. Simon Fraser, 8th, 0-1 conference, 2-8 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 0-2 conference, but are 8-2 overall. And Western Oregon, 0-2 conference, 3-5 overall. Now, welcome to the second half of the Steve